Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. One way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Apostle Peter had quite the life. As a simple fisherman, he was called by Jesus to be one of his first disciples and became one of his closest friends. He was an eyewitness to many of Jesus' miracles, most importantly, his resurrection from the dead. During his ministry, he performed miracles through the power of the Holy Spirit and was an important leader of the early Christian church. Like us, Peter wasn't perfect. There was the time he almost drowned after failing to fully trust Jesus. He had a quick temper. He sometimes didn't know when to be quiet. One time, Peter even denied knowing Jesus. Peter was a sinner, but he was also a great man who is now with Jesus in heaven. You know what had nothing to do with him being saved? The fact he was a great man. Peter knew this truth. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, Peter realized the only way to eternal life in heaven is through trusting in Jesus, the risen Savior. This is the clear message he taught in our reading for today and throughout his ministry. Sadly, there are many people today who feel there are many ways to get to heaven. They believe the way to heaven is like a mountain, with many paths leading to the top. They are convinced that it doesn't matter what God you believe in. As long as you do the right thing and are a good person, you can earn your way to heaven. This type of teaching is false and very dangerous. The Bible is clear that there is only one way to heaven, and that is through faith in Jesus. To the unbelieving world, this message is foolishness. As God's children, this message brings us peace. If our salvation was based on our goodness, there would be no hope for our future. We sin each and every day by the hurtful words we speak and our unkind actions toward others. That is what makes the message of Easter so remarkable. We have done nothing to deserve God's love and grace, yet He did everything necessary for us to be saved. We thank God the Holy Spirit for leading us to trust in the only one who truly saves, Jesus. We ask for trust in prayer. Dear Holy Spirit, forgive us for the times we are tempted to believe we play a part in you wanting to save us. Help us to trust in the only one who truly saves, our Savior Jesus. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.